to the Tower Genius podcast. Tonight we're going to be going over a couple of questions that were recently asked by some folks on our website. The first is by Diane in Pittsboro, North Carolina. She had a cell tower on a property that previous owners took a buyout on. Her question is, I just bought a property that has a cell tower on my property that previous owners took a buyout. There was no land divided in the sale, and it still sits on my property according to the survey. How can that be? If they brought it out, wouldn't the property be divided? Doesn't seem fair that this buyout wasn't informed to us on the deed search, and definitely doesn't seem right that we will pay property taxes on it. Definitely plan to see a lawyer, but I'm trying to understand this a little bit better, and any help would be greatly appreciated. What do you think of this, Steve? I mean, it sounds like they were granted an easement.
Diane in North Carolina, thanks for posting that question. And you know, I had a similar question posted by a property owner here in Florida about 6 months ago, who spent $5,000 at an attorney and attorney that owned a title company, and they missed the easement on the property. So when someone takes a buyout, someone purchases one of these rental streams, they're not buying the land. It's not subdividing the land. They're buying an interest. They're buying an easement, the rights to that lease on your property. So when you do the title search, if you look at the deed, it should say, you know, ABC Wireless Capital Company has a 99-year easement or whatever the term of that deal is on the lease. A lot of times, you know, you just don't know what to look for. It would state that they had some sort of an interest there. Doesn't
Yeah,
mean
like
that.
a memorandum of contract or something that, or
There will be a document filed at the county, and when you pull it up, it'll be there. That's and if it's not, then you know, then certainly you might have something. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't know what to look for. So if you bought a property hoping to receive tower income, but they had sold it, again, you should talk to your attorney about that. But perhaps they purposely didn't disclose that to you. But we've probably gotten 100 calls like this over the past, you know, dozen or so years.
sure.
Not uncommon, and you know, it does happen, unfortunately, all the time. So if you're going to purchase a property with a cell tower on it, make sure, do a title search. Confirm that they're paying rent and the landlord is receiving rent and they have not sold that revenue stream. Or else you're buying a piece of land with an easement on it that you will never see a dime out of. So that's the cold hard truth, Diane. So, but hopefully that helps others, and you know, happy to talk to your attorney at some point if they have questions.
Yeah, I mean, they have to understand, you know, an attorney obviously would understand it, but just so that Diane understands it, you know, when you're purchasing an easement, it's like a lot of times you'll come across property where, say, 100 years ago or 50 years ago, the power company put power lines through. At some point, you know, many cases they don't own that right of way. They just got an actual easement cutting through the properties for a set fee, and it shows up on your title, like you said, just showing up as a an easement. So, you know, it's not like they took that piece of property and sold it. And but I understand that you're upset potentially about the taxes. You need to see a copy just with disclosure. I would have your attorney go back to the seller of the property, whoever sold it to you, and also ask them for a copy of that full agreement, so that way you can see what your rights are in the deal. A lot of cases, if it was done right, you would have you know, protections for pass-through taxation if they did damage to the property. Just because they own an easement doesn't mean that they have the rights to, you know, destroy everything in its path and everything else, but you need to know what your rights are. So you should pursue that first through the actual seller, if they're around to get a copy of that actual sale. And if not, I would ask very politely of the folks at who purchased it, the tower or the cash flow purchase company or the tower company, whoever purchased it, and see if they'll give you a copy. I mean, eventually, if you ended up in court with them, you could always ask for it through just you have to get it through disclosure, but hopefully it wouldn't go that far, and they'd be fair to just send it to you so all the parties involved know what their rights are. Okay.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Diane. That was a good question, though. So we are getting that a lot. Next one is, Steve, for you is maybe my favorite question of the year so far. It's a little colorful, so when you hear me hesitate from finding a word, you'll understand that there was something a little more colorful that I think we should put in, right? But
This family-friendly G-rated podcast.
exactly, yeah. So this is by Alan in New Hampshire. It's on lease termination. And he said, some individual, there was another word put down for it, from American Tower sent me a letter asking to reduce their lease payment by 50% as we were partners and they wanted to give me the opportunity.
Make this Mad Libs. Put like blank, and then I'll fill in the
Yeah.
blank, and then you.
Yeah, and it's wanted to give me an opportunity to work with them to save costs. I told them that I was their landlord and not their partner, and if they didn't want to pay the contracted amount, when would they like to come to pick their equipment up? There's another word that was placed in there in place of equipment. And what's with this situation? Another word that was in there. And how do we spell stupid? Allen in New Hampshire. So, I like his instincts,
You want
for sure. What do you think?
me to answer
Yeah.
that?
Yeah, well, they get these people get these letters all the time, and some of the people that are sitting there sending these letters out have never seen your property. Have They're reading off a cue card there, right? They're just they don't know the zoning in the area. They don't know anything. All they're trying to get is a reduction, and they have the nerve to even call this stuff lease optimization, which means that they're optimizing it for them and not you. And
Not for you,
yeah.
one way. Well, Alan in New Hampshire, I totally agree with you, and
Without
I really
seeing your
have.
sign, unless there's something really special we're missing here, we didn't look at the tower, but in a lot of circumstances, this is exactly the instinct you should have, right?
Your gut feeling, go with your gut, man. That's definitely you're right on. So, what can I say? I mean, we've seen these lease optimization letters. They come from American Tower. I've seen them from T-Mobile. I've seen them from Verizon. I've seen them from AT&T. I mean, everybody does it. And they are scripted. The letters change a little bit from time to time. Curiously, you will see certain San Diego-based companies originating them. Former stockbrokers and whatnot that,
And their letters have gotten better. They've danced around it because in the old days they used to make them sound like a termination letter if you didn't accept
Yeah,
this,
well,
right?
there is a subtle threat that they will exercise their termination rights. And, I mean, I'll be this old jokes and kidding aside. I mean, I've had folks on the telephone in tears. Like my mom, my dad took a rent reduction for $500 or $1,000, and they signed a 90-year lease extension because, XYZ from whatever company threatened to decommission the tower and move it, and they were terrified they'd lose their pension or whatever. So it's a real thing that happens. It's I almost said something here that would need to be censored, something with.
Well, we kind of started our company because we started seeing this sort of nonsense, right? Done by those outside companies, and they weren't disclosing they were getting a part of it, and they were targeting certain individuals and certain age groups that appeared,
Certified
right?
property.
And so it made us really, really angry, and that's why we came across to level the playing field in the first place. But this is, it's they're a lot craftier the way they write the language. In the old days, when they first sent them out, we had one landlord who was affected and was very upset, elderly couple, and the way it was phrased, it was almost like, well, if you're not going to take this, then we're definitely terminating. So what we did is we had the landlord send back a letter saying, well, no, And kind of the same thing that Alan's doing here, where we said, when will you be removing your equipment? And I copied the carrier who had their name on the letter. And within 48 hours of them receiving that letter, I had a phone call from their area director begging me to not take that as a termination and that this was a misunderstanding and everything else. So that they've gotten better. They had probably more attorneys reviewing it, but in the old days it was really heavy-handed. And you should have seen the brakes the carrier put on them when we actually called their bluff. So now there are circumstances where people will move a tower or move a site, but you really need to have that looked at by somebody that understands, radio propagation and looking at what the probability of that is. But from what you're saying here, Alan, I think that your instincts were right on target. Like Steve said, follow your gut. And we really appreciated the question and the information because you made us laugh. So thank you. It was a pleasure.
You're awesome.
Yeah, awesome. He's our kind of guy. So, but thank you, Alan, and we appreciate it. Okay. All right, Steve. That's it for this episode, and we'll be back with a couple of more this week. And look forward to fielding more questions from the folks. So keep them coming, whether you're going to our website and filling them in, or you're going to our YouTube channel and asking questions there. That's fine also. But please subscribe and that helps us the rankings to get our word out there to try to help folks, and any assistance you can provide like that is greatly appreciated.
Thank you very much. Adios.